10 years ago, a bomb blast destroyed the federal building in Oklahoma City. NPR's Kathy Lohr reported on the bombing and went back to cover the anniversary. She sent this reporter's notebook after returning home.
At the moment of impact, thick black smoke covered downtown. When it lifted, the image of a ruptured federal building was burned into the consciousness of everyone there. The front of the structure was blown off. Concrete chunks hung in mid-air. Insulation and wires swayed in the wind. The heroic rescue turned quickly into the recovery of victims crushed under the weight of debris. Many bodies were brought out in pieces. Family members had to wait for days to find out what happened to their fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters. This week, Norma Burton remembered that the smallest things provided comfort back then.
We got to have an open casket, and I know that some people, you know, that's not important to them. But it was so important to our mother to be able to see her. And our mother is now almost 94, and she has Alzheimer's.
A decade has not made the memory of the bombing less vivid. But so many who stand at the memorial site look stunned at the thousands who showed up for this anniversary. And more than that, Barbara Williams still looks exhausted.
It's pretty emotionally draining. You just get tired because you physically work or something. I never realized emotions could drain a person so much.
The survivors and the families have seen so much in 10 years. The Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building has been transformed into a national memorial. Oklahoma's biggest tourist attraction, but also a solemn place. Merrill Williams lost her father here.
I don't know. I didn't really want it to be a tourist attraction, but they did a really good job on it. And I don't know. It's really nice to come down here. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, but I think it's a really good way to come down here and remember everyone.
The site can be an eerie place. The gates of time mark the moment of the bombing. A reflecting pool, the shallow black water, is constantly bubbling. And on the other side, a field of empty bronze and metal chairs, 168 of them, one for each of the people who died in the bombing. On the night of the candlelight vigil last Sunday, under the elm tree that was scarred but made it through the bombing, now known as the survivor tree, there was a different sense here as the Oklahoma wind blew. A sense that this place of chaos had been transformed into a place of peace. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.